The Night Shift, around Australia on the Triple M Network. Luke Boner. Shift.
Time to talk technology with Trevor Long from EFTM. I am dying to hear about the new iPhone 12 and the 12 Pro. I think there's only two or three people in Australia that have had a chance to play with these things, and Trevor Long is one of them. Good morning to you.
Morning, Luke.
The other thing, I want to talk about what the rest of the world is talking about, and that is Google and the U.S. Justice Department accusing Google this week of illegally protecting its monopoly over search and search advertising. I mean, Google's influence on our lives is unbelievable.
It's
one of the reasons why the Department of Justice and several state attorney generals in the U.S. have banded together to file an antitrust lawsuit against
the
company.
And the Australian ACCC are keeping a close watch on this because they want to either add value to that case or learn from that case. I don't know if you remember this, Luke, but maybe it's just too nerdy for me, but back in 1998, Microsoft was taken to European courts, US courts over antitrust because Internet Explorer, the browser that they created to be able to look at the internet, look at the websites, was installed on every computer they shipped. Every Windows machine had Internet Explorer on it. And other browser companies felt that was unfair on them. And so they went to court, antitrust, they lost, it was billions of dollars, da-da-da-da. Microsoft's still fine, they're allowed. But Microsoft don't really win the browser wars anymore. Google, in fact, do. And I think that's the irony here. Even the oldest antitrust suit, Google is the one that's won that war, yet now they are the subject of this. So the reason for this is almost the same reason as our government is talking about Google having to pay news organizations. Google gets all the ad revenue. It used to be that think about Mad Men, the TV show, if you've seen it. You know, back in the day, ad executives would go, well, we've got a big new campaign from whoever it is, and we're going to spend a bit on some newspapers and some TV and some radio, and that's how we're going to spread our budget. Then the internet came along, and yeah, we'll put some into the internet. Well, now Google and Facebook get like a lion's share, if not 50% of all advertising revenue. And they dominate. There's no alternative that is obvious to punters about how to search the internet without using Google.
You can't do without it. And you can't operate a business without it. And to compete with your competitors, you need to be high up on the list. When someone says plumbing, you want to be as high up when you search that in Google as possible. And it costs you a fortune.
And it does. And it costs per click. You're paying a couple of dollars just for someone to come to your website because your competitors can advertise against you. Now, in my world, Telstra, Optus, Vodafone, all that kind of stuff, if you search for like Optus 5G, trust me, a Telstra ad will appear at the top of the list because they're paying big bucks.
Yeah.
The ability for a company to essentially outbid its competitors and the ability for the average Joe to be able to discern what is an ad and what isn't is a fascinating problem. It's not really the focus of this suit, but the question of how much power Google has over our use of the internet is a critical one here. And this is going to take years to play out, by the way, but it'll be fascinating to see how it goes.
Yeah, and how do you prosecute someone for being successful? I mean, we live in a capitalist society. We're not a communist society.
And the Department of Justice have actually said, look, we don't begrudge Google their success. Good on them. But we want to make, and here's the critical thing about that. They say, we want to make sure that the next Google can be as successful. Because if Google is completely monopolistic, how does a competitor ever come to even have a small share of the market, let alone actually challenge Google? And so it's that kind of future thinking that the Department of Justice is taking into account, as opposed to just punishing them just for being successful.
It's an interesting one. We'll keep a very close eye on it. I was about to say never before, but it has happened before with Internet Explorer, as you just said. Listen, we're all dying to know what this new iPhone's like, the iPhone 12 and the iPhone 12 Pro. You and I think only two or three other Australians have got these things in your hot little hand. Do you like it or not?
I do. I love it. I'm talking to you on the iPhone 12 Pro right now. I've been using it for about a week. They go on sale on Friday. Look, it's certainly not worth upgrading if you've got last year's phone. I've had that question so much today. You know, should I upgrade Should I upgrade from last year's? No. Why would you do that? That's just insane. But if you've got iPhone 7, iPhone 8, even iPhone 10, this is a much more powerful, better, unbelievable screen. Look, it really is beautiful, the screen on it. The camera is a pretty good camera in advance of last year, already exceptional. But the thing that stands out for me is it's a bold new design. It looks better than ever before, but critically, it's got 5G. Now, I went to the trouble of getting an Optus SIM card, a Vodafone SIM card, as well as the Telstra one that was provided to me to do the review, even though I switched to Telstra myself to test it. But, mate, Telstra, mind-blowing in terms of 5G. That 40% coverage I think we mentioned last week, they've got that across the city. It's still, patchy, but it was surprising to me how much 5G there is. I got speeds of up to nearly 900 meg, which is, nine times what I've got with the NBN at home. And Optus got to 400. Vodafone, don't even think about buying it for 5G if you're a Vodafone customer.
All right. If 5G means a lot to you, then this is the phone for you. The new iPhone 12 and 12 Pro, which is what you're hearing Trevor Long on now.
I hope it sounds all right. That'd be awkward, wouldn't it?
It sounds good. Hasn't dropped out yet, Trevor, so we'd better hurry. How many stars out of five?
Mate, it's a 4.5 easily. It should be a 5, but I just feel weird giving devices 5 out of 5.
Yeah, no, we haven't got there yet. We have to keep them on their toes, don't we,
yeah,
Trevor?
Exactly.
Trevor, yes. Have a good day.
Cheers, mate.
Talk soon. Trevor Long from EFTM here on The Night Shift on Triple M.